WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, the first day of spring, although it doesn't look like it outside. That's all right. And we have been talking about a number of different things, but we were focusing on Mayor Mitchell's comments to Chris yesterday regarding the Boston Globe Spotlight series, Snitch City. And the mayor, to me, did not dismiss the reporting of the Globe out of hand, and he said he's not going to dismiss it out of hand. They are going to look deeper into it, both internally and through the police consulting firm Jensen Hughes. They are sharing all that information with the FBI. And the mayor instead took issue with characterizing the city as Snitch City. And that if these allegations or the reporting is true, that's still the actions of a few individuals and not indicative of the department as a whole. And certainly not representative of the 100,000 people that live in New Bedford. Now, I see a lot of people online that are talking about this series. Some live in New Bedford, some don't. But I'm not hearing from them, oh, I can't believe they're characterizing our city this way. They're more concerned about whether or not these allegations, this reporting is true, and if the police were actually operating in this way. But as the mayor, you know, he's responsible for the way that people perceive the city, especially at a time when they're about to put out the request for proposals for the Advanced Manufacturing Campus. They're still looking to attract more businesses to the waterfront. The train begins on Monday with people coming from various different places, including Boston, into the city. So the reputation is a big deal. And the mayor listed, you know, all of New Bedford's accomplishments and the feathers and all the feathers in its cap. And said, but I shouldn't have to do this. You know, this team should have known all of this. And it would have been a little bit more balanced if they pointed some of that out in the reporting. So we're interested in getting your take on the mayor's comments yesterday. If you heard them, if you didn't, you can catch the podcast with Chris on WBSM.com, on the WBSM app, or wherever you get your podcast from, including YouTube. I know some people like to listen to their podcasts via YouTube videos, and you can do that as well. Just shifting gears a little bit, something that's a little bit more fun. I'm a big Looney Tunes fan. I don't know if any of you have paid attention to the odyssey of the latest Looney Tunes movie. Well, actually, there's a new one that's recently come out, The Day the Earth Blew Up. But before that was released, the big movie that was supposed to be part of the big Looney Tunes resurgence, it was announced when Max, HBO Max, it was then, debuted, is Coyote versus Acme, where Wile E. Coyote finally takes Acme to court for all of the products that he bought from the company over the years that did not work as promised. And the movie stars John Cena, who is currently doing some of his best work in WWE in a long time with this heel turn. Whereas he told us, I'm not a babyface, I'm not a heel, I'm a human being. But this movie was shelved over a year ago because movies and especially Warner Brothers, who own Max, they've been doing this thing in recent years where it's actually more profitable for them to shelve a movie that they've spent money on and take the tax credit on it. So they made this movie, decided not to release it, put it on the shelf and said, yeah, we're never going to put it out. And people have been clamoring for it because some who have seen it said, hey, this is it's a good movie. It's funny. It will really help bring Looney Tunes back. And they were saying, well, we're not interested in shopping it around. But then they shopped around the day the Earth blew up and they found somebody who was willing to buy that film. Now, they did shop around Coyote versus Acme to some of the bigger other streamers. Amazon Prime, Apple, Netflix, they all screened the movie for consideration, but nobody bid on it. However, Ketchup Entertainment, an independent distributor that purchased the rights to The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, have now entered in a deal to distribute Coyote versus Acme. And supposedly they're paying as much as $50 million for this, according to Deadline. Now, I don't know how much they paid for The Day the Earth Blew Up, but it's been in theaters now for 6 days, and it's grossed under $4 million. Now, they'll probably make a significant amount of money back once they do international distribution. You know, American movies tend to do better overseas a lot of the times, where people are still going to the theaters more often because they don't all have 75-inch TVs and surround sound systems and big leather recliners. But now they're also going to be distributing Coyote versus Acme, and the movie will finally see the light of day. It's a hybrid of live action and animation. It was produced by James Gunn, who is now the person running DC for Warner Brothers, and directed by Dave Green. But this isn't the only movie that Warner Brothers Discovery shelved for a tax write-off. They had the Batgirl film they were putting out that was going to cost $90 million to make and also feature Michael Keaton's Batman, like in The Flash. That was shelved, and so was a Scooby-Doo movie called Scoob Holiday Haunt. Now, Ketchup Entertainment has been around since 2012, and they released independent films such as the Ben Affleck thriller Hypnotic, Jessica Chastain's drama Memory, and Michael Keaton's comedy Goodrich. And I actually watched Goodrich recently because Michael Keaton's one of my favorite actors, and it was very well done. I enjoyed it a lot. But so, you know, Looney Tunes are back. They just had to, I mean, it seems weird that Looney Tunes movies are going to be distributed by somebody other than Warner Brothers. And an interesting footnote in this, and I don't know if this has something to do with this deal, but the Looney Tunes shorts have apparently been removed from Max. You could watch every Looney Tunes short ever made, except for the ones that they're never going to show on TV again for various different reasons. It's racial stereotypes is the main reason. And for people who say, oh, there's the woke crowd again. Oh, there's the woke crowd. Ruining some of the Looney Tunes. No. This isn't woke. This isn't like mild, and this happened well before, you know, wokeness became a thing, that they decided not to run these anymore. Because I got them on DVD in the early 2000s. Walmart was selling these DVDs by the register for a dollar. And as a Looney Tunes fan and collector, I was like, oh, these are all public domain ones that I haven't seen forever. And I bought them. I was like, oh, that's why. That's why they're selling them for a dollar. And Looney and Warner Brothers doesn't want anything to do with them. And they let them go in the public domain. These were very bad racial stereotypes of Japanese people during World War II and black people. So those ones didn't make it to Max. But everything else was on Max. And they pulled it down. With no explanation. So maybe that's tied into this Ketchup Entertainment deal. And maybe Ketchup's going to be shopping those around as well. I can't imagine Looney Tunes would leave Warner Brothers because it's such a licensing gold mine for them. Even if the cartoons might not get the same amount of eyeballs that they used to. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Listen, I just called because I need to ask you a question. I only got the latter part of what you said. If you could repeat what the new radio lineup is that's going to change and when.
So it'll probably be a couple weeks away because Ken Pittman is planning on coming back on the 29th. So
yeah.
That's his targeted return date. And if everything goes well, if he's able to physically come back and do it, and then if that's the case, then probably beginning of April, once I get all the technical stuff squared away, we'll start the new lineup, which will be Paul Santos from 7 to 9 on Saturdays. Ken from 9 to noon. We'll have Jose on at noon, as always. And then Brian's going to move from 1 to 4 p.m.
Okay, so that's just the change on a Saturday lineup?
Yep, that's the only change.
Okay.
Just Saturdays.
Right, that's all. I did hear something at the end about Brian, but I wasn't sure what was going on with that. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know we have Brian on every night at 6 p.m. too.
Right. I know, yeah. Saturday mornings, I usually put him on. So that's why I was like, well, what are they doing with Brian?
Yeah, well, he asked a long time ago that if that 1 o'clock spot ever became open, he'd rather do the afternoons because he does another program at night, not for us, too. So he does ours, and then he does another one later on in the night. And so, you know, getting up early on a Saturday has always been tough for him. So he always asked to move, and we finally made it so that he'll be able to move into that afternoon slot and gain that extra hour of the program.
Well, that's good, too, on a Saturday afternoon because there's usually I mean, I know summer's coming and the weather's good, so people are going to be out. But on those days that, you know, it's raining and the weather's not that great, it's usually nothing good on TV. So it's good to have somebody on the radio that you can listen to on a Saturday. But anyway, all right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Take care. And so again, that'll be, you know, date TBD, but I'm targeting April 5th if everything works out okay. And that's solely based on two factors. One, Brian said, hey, can we start it in April? And I said, sure. And also, I've got to get all the... So, I mean, I'll be fully transparent with you. You know, I have to have a new show open made for him and for Paul. And I have to have the technical side of things. The IT people have to create all of the podcast triggers that will start and stop the recording automatically. And I have to have them set up the podcast page, which takes a couple of days, and then set up the show page on the website. There's a lot of little kind of housekeeping things that need to be done for a new show to launch. And it's not on my schedule. It's on their schedule and based on what they have to do. So, and this is a time of year that's very busy. We're heading into what they call the radio sweeps period when it comes to ratings. And as such, you know, there's a lot of things. People are launching new shows and people are putting together, you know, new formats. Some stations might say, you know, we've been a classic rock station forever. Now we're going to country. And so they've got to work on doing those kind of things. So our, you know, Saturday morning 2-hour show might not be hugely important on their list of to-do things, but it's important to us. So we'll get it all done. And also, since we're talking about what's coming up in April, just going to drop this quick little tease for you. But We might have some money that'll be talking for you coming up in the next couple of weeks. It'll just be a little bit different than it was in the past. That's all I can say. I'm not allowed to say anything more than that. In fact, I probably shouldn't have even said that. But we're going to have your chance to win. All right, don't say any more, Tim. They get the gist. And we're also going to have some great concert tickets coming up, too. So lots going on, very exciting. And we're going to get into that season. We're going to be giving away tickets all the time to things. Got a whole bunch of shows lined up for the summer. Going to be sending you to see some longtime favorites. And for all of my Gen X people out there and millennials, some shows that will definitely be in your wheelhouse as well. Right now, though, let me take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news with Mike in just a moment. We'll talk to you on the other side at 508-996-0500. But before I do, I want to tell you about my friends over at The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They are a real old school neighborhood market. I know I say that all the time, but you've got to go in there and experience it for yourself. When you walk in the door and you hear that bell ring, because they have one of those bells over the door to let them know that somebody's arrived, and you look around and you see the shelves stocked with everything that people in the neighborhood might need. Everything from steaks to soccer balls. You walk over to the seafood area. You walk over to the cheese fridge. Stuff I can't even pronounce, but yet I would gladly eat all of it. Then you walk over to the actual butchering area, and you see all the great meats on display. And then you say to yourself, I don't know what I want, but that's okay, because you can just ask Joe or Eric, what do you recommend? And they'll tell you exactly what to get based on what it is that you like. And then, of course, they have all of their great hot foods all right there over by the register, so you can take home a nice lunch or an easy dinner. They make new, hot, fresh foods every day, and they always have other goodies around as well. When you go over to the register, that's where you find things like French meat pies, or Maria's rice pudding, or who knows what other treats they've got out there today. You have to see it to believe it. And when you walk in, you are walking out of there with something. Check out The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. When you walk in there too, it's gonna take you back to a time when you were younger and you got everything at the corner store. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, The Butcher Shop. All right, now it's time to go into the news and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Bird flu and measles are on the rise. More and more Americans are concerned about the White House and courts having too much power, and mass deportations continue.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Elon Musk says he's shocked at what he calls, quote, the level of hatred coming from the American left.
I always thought the left, you know, Democrats were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring.
Musk was addressing the firebombings happening at some of his Tesla dealerships across the U.S. since he started working with the Trump administration. Musk says that Tesla is a peaceful company and he's never done anything wrong. He added that he thinks that there is some sort of, quote, mental illness thing going on. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is investigating some of those Tesla attacks. A United Nations food agency is warning that the continued spread of avian flu is threatening food security around the world. Tammy Trujillo has the details.
The Food and Agriculture Organization is citing the loss of hundreds of millions of poultry worldwide, as well as cow milk. The FAO says the situation requires a coordinated global response. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has recorded 70 bird flu outbreaks in 41 cattle herds and on 24 poultry farms. There have been no reported cases of human-to-human transmission. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
An outbreak of measles in West Texas is now up to almost 300 cases. That's roughly the same number of cases that was seen nationally all of last year. Statistics released yesterday by the Department of Health and Human Services show the fastest growth continues to be in communities that have the lowest immunization rates in the state. The White House says the Trump administration's mass deportations will continue. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said they will continue to comply with court orders, but claimed judges are undermining the will of the American public.
The judges in this country are acting erroneously. We have judges who are acting as partisan activists.
A federal judge has given the administration until noon today to provide more information on the timing of deportation flights under the Alien Enemies Act that he ordered to turn around on Saturday. Leavitt said that this is a continuation of the lawfare President Trump faced when he was campaigning. New York's LaGuardia Airport is being recognized as the best airport in the nation by Forbes Travel Guide. Jennifer Polsoni reports.
The Port Authority accepting the Verified Air Travel Award, naming LaGuardia as the country's top airport. It was during a ceremony in its recently completed Terminal C, built and operated by Delta.
What you have here is absolutely magnificent. It is an example for many to follow.
The award was based on a survey of 5,000 hospitality and travel experts. The hub, once known as the nation's worst airport and dubbed like a third world country by a then Vice President Biden, underwent an $8 billion transformation.
It's beautiful.
It was not too long ago that LaGuardia was a laughingstock.
I'm Jennifer Polsoni.
The first trailer is being released for Happy Gilmore 2.
I haven't swung a club in years. I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit it big now. I don't know where to start.
Come on, brother. Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
The film sees Adam Sandler back in his role as the legendary golfer while dealing with facing the younger stars on the PGA Tour. The rest of the cast includes Julie Bowen, Christopher McDonald, Ben Stiller, Bad Bunny, Travis Kelce, and Sandler's daughters, Sadie and Sunny. There will also be some professional golfers as themselves. Happy Gilmore 2 hits Netflix on July 25th.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins are in Vegas tonight, taking on the Golden Knights at 10. Celtics tip off with the Jazz tomorrow night at 9:30.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Cloudy today, maybe a scattered shower or two, 51. 43 with clouds tonight, rain tomorrow, 49. Weekend looking okay. Partly sunny, 56 on Saturday, 48 with sunshine on Sunday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
welcome back in. And I remember when I learned as a kid that the backup singers in that song and in most of the songs on Thriller and Bad are Michael Jackson himself. He just would, they'd layer on those vocals. And the music that he was putting out at that time, just absolutely incredible. So that's probably my favorite song on Bad. Even more than Man in the Mirror. Man in the Mirror is a masterpiece of a song, but I think that one is the highlight of the album for me. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I got an app chat message from Paulie in New Bedford who says, why wouldn't you broadcast city council meetings live on your station? I think you'd be surprised at how many people would be interested. Actually, I think you'd be surprised, Paulie, at how many people would not be interested. If we did that, we would just hear endless complaints from people that say, can't you put something more entertaining on the radio? And that's not, you know, I'm not saying that to call the city councilors boring, but I'm saying that, you know, most people don't care about the ins and outs of government. And that if you were to actually go to one of these meetings, I mean, every once in a while, you know, there's a sexy topic that comes up that people want to hear discussed, but for the most part, it's procedural. There's a meeting that happened last week. Council President Burgo went over it with me when he was in here on Monday, and it was just pushing forward appointments, and sometimes the meetings are just approving this, approving that, and it's not interesting. But it's the work of government that has to be done. I would not care to listen to that on the radio, and I think a majority of people wouldn't. Plus, especially at night, our audience goes well beyond New Bedford. Because there are a few talk radio stations in the area where people can tune in and hear some of the programs that we have. So let's just say we were going to cover a meeting that would start after Brian's show at 7 o'clock. There's a lot of people that listen to Mark Levin. Personally, I think he sounds like the alien from Mars Attacks. When he gets up into his rants, Mr. Producer, I think I'm watching Mars Attacks. But you can't deny that his conversation is engaging. Me, who fundamentally disagrees with him on just about everything, I still find it very entertaining. And Charlie Kirk has a huge following after that. So there'd be a lot of people that would be upset that we took those programs off. And all you have to do is go to a New Bedford City Council meeting. Who's in the crowd? Gilly, Carlos, maybe a couple of other people that care about something that's on the agenda that night. That's about it. Watch when they live stream a Zoom meeting on Facebook. Who's watching that? 20 people, 25 people? I just don't think people would care enough. The other part of it, too, is it would require manpower that we don't have. There's nobody around that would be able to make that broadcast happen, which means you'd have to hire people to do it, which means you'd have to pay them, which means you'd have to generate revenue from it in order to pay them. When are you going to take a commercial break during a city council meeting? When do you decide to cut into whatever is going on to run a commercial so that you can pay for that person that has to run it? And by the way, what advertisers want to advertise during a city council meeting? I think they know it would be a tune out too for a lot of people. Again, the people who care about politics would probably love to tune in and listen, but the people who care about politics are probably tuning in and watching the live stream on the New Bedford cable access, City of New Bedford website. The real answer for this is for the New Bedford Cable Network to get their act together and live stream every broadcast every meeting on television as they're happening. And I don't understand how that's not happening. You don't even need the manpower to do it anymore. You just need to connect to the broadcast that's already happening on the city's website and carry that on the TV station. I can't imagine there's any rights issues with doing that. Again, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I don't think that that would have nearly the interest that... Paulie, I appreciate your perspective, and I wish more people felt like you, that they would care that much about what's going on, but the reality is that would just be boring radio. 508-996-0, even more boring than this show. Let's go to the phones and liven it up. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Oh, you're going to liven it up with Billy Safiola's calling you.
I know, I said your name. You're not even Beetlejuice. I didn't even have to say it three times, just one time.
You see, you make jokes out of it. But let me tell you something about the city council. You mentioned my name, you mentioned Carlos. Mm-hmm. So if nobody goes and keeps them people on their toes, they'll pass every rule for themselves, like the race and everything. Okay, so don't say it's not interesting.
No, Gilly, I'm not disparaging you in any way. I'm just saying that there's not a large crowd that's there. You guys are there because you care and you want to follow along with it, but there's not, you know, unless there's something big going on, there's not 40 or 50 people going to those meetings.
Tim, I understand that. And you know that what you said was you're sticking up for the people that are not interested in. What about the people that care for the taxpayers and the human beings?
Well, then those people can go to the meeting or they can watch it on the live stream.
They can watch it on, but you're saying that who's there? Like, they shouldn't even go. Gilly Safiola, Carlos. All evil
needs
to
try. Not what I said.
Good man and woman to remain silent. Okay? They do whatever they want in that city council. They beat up on people. Melinda Morad is going as far as beating up on Catherine. Okay? Verbally and everything. You know, nothing's ever done. We have gone to court for a lot of things. That's been kicked out. But they gave themselves a raise, and they try to sneak this other stuff in. Who brings it to your attention? So you guys are having fun at our expense out here, okay? Because without us, you know, complaining and everything, you guys wouldn't have a show.
No. First of all, I can talk for 3 hours, Gilly, without never mentioning the city council. But this, I'm in no way disparaging you or slamming what you're doing.
Let me ask you a question then. When was the last time I was at the city council?
I don't know.
Well, you know, I haven't been there for a long time. For the sole reason is because I don't want to be involved anymore. Because whatever, even if I bring facts, I brought a video. I brought everything. I brought witnesses. They still overrode it. Everybody has seen the video about Belinda Mora attacking me. I don't care if she touched my arm. If I would have done that to her, I would be in jail. It's a video with the chief of police watching. And look at what's going on with the chief of police. But don't call us because who's there? Gilly Safiola, Carlos. If it wasn't for Carlos, where would everybody know what's going on out in the streets? All the assets.
I wasn't saying anything negative about either one of you being there.
I know you don't care about me with us being there.
I didn't say I don't care. I said I'm not being negative about it. I'm glad that you're there.
But that's okay. But the way you, but if you listen to your own, you take the show. If you listen to what you said about us or who's there, the way you said it. You know, like, but the perfection that you bring something up, that's the thing that people listen to. You know, like, look who's there, Gilly Safiola, Carlos Felix. Like, we're like a piece of you know what.
That is not what I was intending at all behind that. If that's how you heard it, I apologize, Gilly, but that was not my intention. I'm saying you're there, Carlos is there, and then maybe a handful of other people. That's it. That's my point, is that nobody goes to the meetings.
What I'm trying to tell you, if those other people, the handful of people, even if it's two or three, if they weren't there, that city council, you have said, your station has said it. They passed things with a 20.
I agree with you. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be there. What I'm saying is their interest level isn't there to make it a radio program, Gilly. Do you agree with that? Do you think that it would be interesting radio to listen to for every night of the week when they have a council meeting?
No, it wouldn't. I agree with you.
Then there we go.
No, but no, it's not the way that you go. It's the way you present it to the people. Okay?
No, I think you just heard it the way that you wanted to hear it.
See, now you're putting a thing. Do you remember the Chinese driver and the naked lady in the cab?
Yeah. But the problem. You're telling me to go back and listen to the tape. I think you should go back and listen to the tape and see. I had no ill intention in what I was saying.
I understand that. But even if there's one person in your listening audience that thought.
Well, I'm not responsible for what people mistakenly believe after the things that I say. That's not my. If somebody misinterprets something that I say, that's their problem. That's not mine.
Okay, put the blame on somebody else then like you usually do, and I like you a lot. You know that.
I like you too, Gilly, but I don't understand where you're coming from with this, and again, I'm sorry if you took it in any kind of negative way. Okay. That's not what I meant.
Okay. I'm not an elected official. I'm a person out here that's a piece of you-know-what, okay? I'm talking this about myself, but you had an elected official on your program that said that he wants his hour on the radio, Brian Gomes, to prove that he didn't do the sexuals. That's why he got fired from St. Luke's. Why aren't you pushing to bring him? He made a promise to the people that he wants to come on.
It's not my show that he promised to come on. Talk to Chris about it.
Wait, but you're the one that makes all the arrangements.
I don't arrange the guests. Chris handles all of his own guests.
I told that, but he made the statement on your program.
No, he didn't.
He didn't? Well, but the idea, you're the one that makes all the things. The guy should come and stick up for his words is an elected official. I'm not. I'm a piece of you-know-what crap, like everybody says.
Okay. I got to hold you there. I got to take a break, and I got some other calls coming in. But I apologize if you took it the wrong way, Gilly. I am glad that you were there, and you're doing God's work by being there because, damn, those meetings are boring and would make terrible radio.
We understand that.
All
we
right.
understand.
So
it makes good review.
We're in agreement. All right. You have a good day.
Bye.
All right. I'm got to take a break. I got to clear my head a little bit here. And when we come back, we'll take these calls. We'll be right back. All right. Let's go back to the phones. We'll try to get as many in as we can before the end of the hour. But if we don't, we'll just hold you on until the next hour. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. May I just give a plug for a clothing and toy sale to be held tomorrow at St. Julie Billiard Church in Dartmouth? It's going to be Friday, March 21st from 1 to 7 p.m., Saturday, March 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have beautifully, gently used clothing for the entire family. We have toys, games, jigsaw puzzles, all at bargain prices. And on Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's going to be fill a bag for $3.
Wow, that's going to be a great... I'm going to have to stop by for that.
Oh, we do fantastic. We're loaded. The hall is loaded with clothes. Please come by. Everyone, you're bound to find something that you like for bargain prices.
All right, one more time on the times and the location.
Okay, it's St. Julie Billiard Church, 494 Slocum Road in North Dartmouth. It's going to be held in the parish hall on Friday, March 21st, tomorrow, from 1 to 7 p.m., on Saturday, from March 22nd, from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Excellent. Thank you so much for the info.
Thank you so much for giving me the time. I appreciate it. And enjoy your day. I hope it gets a little calmer for you.
Thank you so much. Take it easy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's take one more call here before we got to wrap things up for the hour. I do have one more break I got to get in, but we'll get it to happen. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Is it me?
Only you know for sure, but it sounds like you.
Okay. Thank you. I love what she just said. That was awesome. I mean, it's awesome that they're going to have this thrift sale, but what she said, like, I hope you have a calmer day. Wow. I'm like, when you said you needed a break, I was like, I do too. Because I was like, how do you follow that?
Yeah, not sure what was happening there.
You know, and you know what? You didn't say it wrong. I don't think he must have walked in near the end or something of that. Because what you were saying is about the people that would be there. It's like, well, you know, if you go, I mean, it's not going to be a lot of people there, so it's not radio worthy, but it will be worthy because Gilly would be there and Carlos. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, people would rather listen to the reaction to the meeting than the actual meeting itself.
Yeah, and if you were to go, what would make it exciting was the fact that Gilly would be there and Carlos would be there. And they have, so that's all you were trying to say. You did not say anything out of context other than what you were trying to say. I think he just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, Gilly. but, yeah, so that's really nice what she just called in about.
Yeah, I might have to get over there on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, right. You never hear anything. Well, right now I'm in the process of giving things away, but I didn't want to put anything out at the bins and stuff like that. One thing is way too big. So I was like, oh, I don't really want to put it in plastic, and everything can still get damp through plastic.
Well, last week I brought four giant construction bags of clothes to gifts to give. So anybody that wears 3X and 4X clothes, you're going to want to stop by there once they get those out on the shelf, because a lot of them are brand new. I never even wore them, and it's all good stuff, and it's all going to be out there.
Speaking of gift to give, I can't believe this isn't why I called in, but we'll talk about it anyway. Speaking of gifts to give, from my understanding, I was speaking with somebody yesterday, and they said that you can take anything that's old. There's a lot of stuff that my brother left that So originally I thought he was coming here.
I got about 30 seconds, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's not even worth getting into. Anyways, I got a lot of stuff. I heard you can drop old stuff that you don't even want to wash, and it could be washed and still be reused. It's true or not true? Behind gift to give.
I believe so. Yeah, you can just drop it off on the side door. Just make sure, you know, stuff that people would want, but yeah, they'll take care of the rest of that.
No. I heard you can put stuff behind the building.
Oh, yeah. No, that's on the side is where you make the donations.
Okay, but it's not. Okay, so that person was wrong. Okay.
All right. I got a hold of
there. That's not why I called in, but you don't got enough time. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too, Tim.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll be right back to wrap up the hour. All right, we're going to take a break for the ABC News, the South Coast News with Mike, and then just a couple of quick commercials.